Percocet, good cousin Jed, sitting on the porch. I won't retire, but I might retread. Seemed like that guy singing this song, been doing it for a long time. Is there anything he knows that he ain't said? Pretending he could see, but he couldn't read without his glasses on. How can all these people afford so many things? When I was young, people wore what they had on. Mama said, in everything you do will make the world a better place, with or without you. A little love and affection in everything you do. Mostly came up with nothing, so the truth was never learned. And the human race just kept rolling on. Rolling through the fighting, rolling through the religious wars, rolling down the temple walls and the churches exposed.
Without you, a better place. With or without you.
rooster crowing down on the double E. It's a new morning dawning on the green. Going off the towers, the sun's headed down to the street. The business meeting window shades are drawn. Another morning edition. Nice to be here with you tonight, folks. Got some new tunes for you. Just came in about a song, a little place called Greendale. And Green family. They live in a place called the Double E, and that's what that last song is kind of about. There's a family. I want to tell you a little bit about them, so these songs would make some sense, probably a little bit anyway. It's not an emergency, but I'd like to try to clear it up a little bit. Okay, so there's Earl Green and Edith Green and their beautiful daughter, Sun Green. Now, none of them are here tonight, which is too bad. But we're going to try to bring them to life with the music a little bit. Although Sun Green may be here later on. But we'll see. And let me tell you a little about Earl Green. He's a Vietnam vet. He's a painter. He's been painting psychedelic paintings since 1968 when he got back. 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year. Most beautiful paintings you've ever seen. Yeah, they're a beautiful thing to behold. If you get up close to them, after a few minutes, you can start hearing things. And this is a song about the Double E, where the family lives. And Sun Green's up in her room doing her homework right now. She's working on an essay. It's a book report, actually, on a book called How to Use the Media. And also, she's doing her year-end project. It's a little late with that this year. But it's called Alaska, Saving the Wilderness by Sun Green. Back in the country, living on the Double E. The sunshine of her life, those rose up. Some of them were mad as hell, 'cause it used to be the double L. Change comes slow in the country. When you're new, there's a lot of distrust. Just a little town. It's not very big. It's about 20,000, maybe 25,000. That's right. Not too many people. A little coastal town. There's a jail in Greendale, and the devil's been living there since 1911. It's a one-room jail, so he shares it with all the prisoners. Of course, he doesn't have to stay. He just leaves whenever he wants by walking through the wall or the bars or front door or whatever. Because we know he goes a lot of other places as well as Greendale. There's a lot of work to do, especially recently. And there's a harbor outside of town where Captain John Green keeps his boat. And he never goes into Greendale because of some bad family history and a few other things that I can't talk about yet because I don't know what they are. I wouldn't want to make anything up.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. Just outside of town, right around the city limits, there's a sign that says Leaving Greendale. And right next to that sign is a Clear Channel billboard. Speak to the billboard. I don't care. Go ahead. Talk to it. It has a big sign that says Support Our War on it. But that's not what we're talking about here. Because under the sign is Officer Carmichael and his cruiser looking for somebody to break the law leaving Greendale so he can keep his quota up. Meanwhile, across the ocean, living in the internet was the cause of an explosion no one has heard yet. But there's no need to worry, there's no reason to fuck. Just go on about your work now and leave the driving to us, and we'll be watching you in everything you do, and you can do your Jed went to jail for killing Officer Carmichael that night. And of course, you know who was there with him when he got there. And Officer Carmichael was a good man. He left a lot of beautiful memories behind, left a beautiful widow behind, but he left a little wreckage behind too. He had some secrets. Now, the widow Carmichael had some of her girlfriends over to the house to clean out a few things that reminded her too much of Officer Carmichael. We want to get rid of all those uniforms, take the pictures down with the cruiser, and also those duck hunting pictures. Now, they were looking around the house and seeing what they could find, and they were checking out a drawer and a chest of drawers there in Carmichael's bedroom. Thank you. silk scarf and a napkin hidden in a drawer. $200 in an envelope labeled Lenore. Maybe she shouldn't see this. She should never know. Said the widow's best friend, and I'll just take it and go. I'll give her the money later. Say it was in his shoe. That way she'll never find out. Thank you. chuckle, you asshole. The new widow sobbed beneath her veil. Shot down in the line of duty. Is that how justice never failed? I wish that things were better when we said goodbye today. But we had our share of good times, though. Second look.
about dope in a paper bag, talking to yourself, taking a drag. Doesn't matter what you say, who you're kidding, I'll never hear it anyway. Gotta get past the negative thing. Realize in business, get what you bring. No one's sorry, you did it yourself. It's time to relax now, and then give it hell. Someday, you'll find everything you're looking for. Someday, you'll find
that reminds me of Las Vegas. It's too loud. Once I played in Las Vegas, and I made the sad mistake of playing acoustic, and everybody talked through every song, and I don't do that anymore. So it's nice to know we got a little bit of Las Vegas right here in Atlanta. Aborted song was Earl's song. That's Sun Green's dad trying to sell his paintings, a very depressed guy in a motel room. You didn't need to hear it anyway. Grandpa, here's your coffee. Said Edith that she filled his cup. Nobody'll find you here. And Earl was glad you guys showed up. We things are downtown. Might have to stay for a while. There was a helicopter hovering over your house when I talked to your neighbor Kyle. Who the hell do they think they are? Invading our home like that. Grandma and I had to leave so fast. We couldn't even catch the cat. The helicopter scared the shit out of it. And it took off down the trail. Down towards the railroad track. And to the county jail. was unfamiliar. A walkie-talkie squealed. Generators were running. Vans parked in the field. TV crews and cameras. They wanted to interview Grandpa on the porch. They came through the gate and up on the lawn, knocking down Edith's tiki torch. And Grandpa saw them there, looking through the Venetian blind. Those people don't have any respect, so they won't get any of mine. I ain't gonna talk about Jet. I don't watch Channel 2 or 6 or 9. I don't have time to talk that fast, and it ain't my crime. Duty to be on TV, and it ain't an honor either. The only good thing about TV is shows like Leave It to Beaver, shows with love and affection, like Grandma used to say. A little Mayberry living can go a long, long way. He took Earl's gun down from the closet, and he loaded up both barrels. Went up on the porch and fired them off. And up walked a woman named Carol. Susan Carol from Early Magazine. I got some questions to ask. You can stick them where the sun don't shine, Grandpa said with a gasp. And he fell face first and let out a sigh. And Edith ran out in shock. He was whispering to her from down on the floor. It looked like he was trying to talk. That guy just keeps singing. Can't somebody shut him up? I don't know for the life of me where he comes up with that stuff. is getting hard to see. The old gray carriage down the road, headed for a double E. She was bringing down dinner for grandpa. It was crawling with vitamins, tender as a mother's love. When she saw the TV man, side door was open, there were two TVs. Grandpa's face was on everyone. He was talking to a woman with a microphone. She was sexy, and her hair was all gone. Sun green came down at grandma then. My, you're such a beautiful girl. Mother Earth needs more like you. You should go out now. See the world. What's Grandpa doing on TV? I got his dinner in the car. All these fans have blocked our way, but we can carry it. It's not too far. Well, but to the eagle's feet.
sleigh, so he had to shoot it dead, leave it lying in a puddle of blood at the foot of Sun Green's bed.
Work to be done.
schizophrenic visions, living in fear of the wrong decision. We gotta wake up, we gotta keep going. If they follow us, there's no way of knowing. We got the job to do. We got to say, Mother.
Peter Rain, thank you. Crazy Horse, Sun Green. Everybody, I'd like to thank the Mountainettes, Crazy Horse, and our crew. Thank you, everybody. This used to be one of Grandpa's favorite songs.
Look out, Mama, there's a rainbow coming up the river. It's a big red beacon and a flag and a man on the river. I think you better call John. You don't look like they're here to deliver a nail. And it's messing up.
Thank you.
Crazy Horse. Thank you.
Thank you. Feeling scared.